Here is your murder mystery story of the day.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, you ready for this? We're going to try to find out who killed, or we don't know if she's dead. We don't know. It's a lady. She's 41 years old. We don't know what happened to her. She's been missing since March 8th. We don't know where she is. She could have just ran away.
Okay.
But she was last seen on her boyfriend's yacht in the U.S. Virgin Islands and has been missing now for almost 2 weeks. The cops say her boyfriend will not let them search the boat. Ryan
Bain, killed her on the boat.
Who owns the 47-foot luxury catamaran, has reported his girlfriend missing on March 8th, but then immediately lawyered up.
I was going to say, that is sign number two that he's guilty.
The boat has been marooned off limits to cops off the coast of St. John as a massive search of the water continues. So this guy's not letting anybody on his boat at all.
I mean, okay, so the one thing that I've learned of watching all of these murder shows and all these Law and Order type shows for all these years is that when, and the real reality show stuff, like the stuff where it's real people and not actors. Mm-hmm. If somebody in your life that you love has gone missing, you cooperate fully with police. You are out there, look in my boat, look at my home, here's my phone, whatever you need. You know, you don't even bother getting a lawyer for any reason because you know that you didn't do anything. You want to participate. The minute somebody denies access, the minute they lawyer up, and the minute that they go silent, guilty.
Okay, the couple went to dinner on shore, then returned to the yacht at 10 p.m. on Sunday, authorities said. Ryan called the local police at 2:30 the next morning, saying he'd been awakened and realized she was no longer on board, although her passport, purse, and phone remained on board.
That's a woman never leaves her purse behind.
The cops told him to call the U.S. Coast Guard immediately. Then he waited until noon the next day, then called the lawyers.
Yeah, so, we don't leave our purses and our phones behind. If my purse and my phone are found somewhere, I'm dead.
All right, so she could have fallen over the boat and not had her phone or purse or whatever.
True.
So you're automatically going to say, yeah, he's guilty?
Well, if she fell over the boat, if she fell over the side, and that's what he suspects, the first thing he's going to do is say, yeah, check the boat. I mean, if she fell over, I want to know, where could she be under the boat? Is she stuck on the propellers? I don't even know anything about boats, but I'm assuming they have propellers. You know, I'm just saying, like, You cooperate. You don't immediately get an attorney. You don't immediately clam up. You make yourself available for anything the police need, especially if she fell overboard. And also, if she fell overboard, what do you wait so long for? It's a boat. There's two people. When you wake up in the morning, you're the only one there.
Right. Well, he did call the police at 2:30 when he realized she wasn't there. So he did do that. But he's just not letting
them.
2:30 a.m.? Yeah, 2:30 a.m. So when he woke up, she wasn't there. He called the police. They said, call the Coast Guard. He called them. But then he got some lawyers, and the lawyer said, do not allow them on the boat.
Right, because obviously he had something to do with it.
Well, no, he could have drugs on the boat. You don't know. And he doesn't want them to find the drugs.
Okay, so when you're doing a murder investigation, what you say is, anything else we find on the boat that's not related, we're not going to hang you up for it. We just want to find her body.
We get that in writing before you get on the boat.
Yes,
if you find 36 pounds of cocaine, I do not get in trouble for it.
Yeah, you can get that in writing.
Oh,
that's
really
what your attorney does. Yeah, absolutely. Anything you find on this boat that's not related to her death, you cannot. There's no search and seizure. You know, if you come on with a warrant, they got to get a warrant.
Right, but
they can't get a warrant until they have probable cause. And they're not going to have probable cause unless there's some kind of evidence. But I don't know. That's going to be tough to find a judge who's going to let them come on the boat and start looking around.
Right, because he's not got one lawyer. He's got many lawyers.
Well, okay, that's a big tell also. What do you need many lawyers for?
Because if you didn't do it, you don't want to say, yeah, go ahead and go on my boat and they can find things. No.
Okay, so let's say he had drugs on the boat. Okay, you cannot come on my boat. Get rid of the drugs. Now you can come on my boat. He's not saying that, right? Because there's going to be evidence there that he's probably already cleaned up.
He's guilty.
Oh, he's guilty.